League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, we just getting fancier and fancier. each episode, we getting fancier and fancier.
Damn. Hold on.
Did you see me?
Yeah, that's why I was laughing. That's why I was laughing. Because I had looked down.
Yeah.
I had looked down. I was like, is this nigga... Oh, hell no.
All right, here we go.
It's a duke.
I was like,
got duke.
All right, check us out.
Hey, we got to do it again just because y'all, everybody can know we're talking about. If you guys end up, we looking at the string. Hold on. I'm going to make sure that I get this out the way too, though, because, you know, you got to do our job and shit.
Yeah.
But nah, that shit had me rolling. Hey, shouts out to Scott.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Scott. The team at Barbershed Digital.
Facts.
And I made this go to First Black Champ today, too, because I was trying to send this to First Black Champ and the Some Dude part. I wanted to go live to the Facebook page, and I thought it was on here. What
you trying to do that today?
Yeah.
Nah, you supposed to wait for the next one. That's when we go.
Nah, I am. But nah, okay, that's why. Because I don't have, the Facebook page is not on here. So let me share this.
You trying to do it
this.
Through the Barber's Chair Facebook page?
Nah. I was trying to share it through the Some Dude page, but I thought I had the page on here. Because today I felt like we needed to go live considering what's going on in the world, Mike.
Okay, I understand.
And since we own, you know, First Black Champ is a member of what we do here too, and I'm on the show,
of course.
I figured to get it on everything, because part of this shit is wrestling too.
True indeed.
So yeah.
Okay.
First Black Champ people, y'all come and check out Some Dude and vice versa.
Fact.
But before we do that, I just got to do this again, because of Mike.
Hey.
This is a Barber's Chair Network production.
Fact.
Some Dude Pod 199, Mike. 199. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe. Wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, Barber's Chair Network is the home. Make sure you go ahead and follow us there. Again, this is episode 199. We are one more episode. We might do episode 200 on the boat, depending on what's going on.
Nah. Don't do that, babe.
Might do it. Live from, it's not a vacation. It's work.
It's vacation.
No, it's not, fam.
Leisure at work. Working leisure.
Did you see the video I dropped last year?
Yeah.
Where I was like, yo, you saw me sleep? Might do it from Tuesday. We might be on the water. Might do it from the time to join a fantastic voyage.
Look at it, bro.
Might.
He's going to be on a fantastic voyage, and he's trying to sit here and tell me that, yeah. We know that it's work.
Might do an hour.
It's a vacation.
Might do an hour, Mike. We might could get an hour off on the boat.
I wouldn't recommend, but, you know, okay. If you
know, because we got to do it for the bridge. Got to do it for the brand. Ugh. Mike, how you doing, fam?
I'm all right. Hey, I feel good now. Since that, you know, that you put me in a mood right there.
You're almost away from a check, Mike. You know when you start doing shit like that.
Ooh, all right. There we go. I'm feeling all right.
Start doing shit like that, man. Overall, there's a check coming next, man.
Overall, I'm okay, though. I'm okay.
All right, man. Mental health check.
Yeah, how about yourself, man? How about yourself?
I'm all right. I'm all right. My last visit to the therapist, to my therapist.
So you cutting week. It off?
No. I said my last one.
Oh, I'm thinking like you're saying like you're not going to do anymore. No, okay.
Hell no. She getting money for me for a while, fam. Like, nah. But it was cool. It was dope. Like, you know, after what I was talking about last week, just kind of gathering a bit more and finding out a little bit more about myself and things that I may have missed out on and stuff like that. It was very enlightening, man. I'm just trying to change my viewpoint on some things, you know what I'm saying? Trying to upgrade here. But, man, these last three visits has been dope, man. Like, I understand why people go to therapy. Truly, truly do. Like, if you're missing out, especially at our age. At the age we at, with the stuff we deal with daily, hey, man, sometimes it's good to go talk to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, not saying that our significant others won't.
Yeah, I understand. It's always good to get another perspective from a professional. A professional perspective about life in general is always good.
She told me to start taking drugs.
Interesting.
Boy.
She could prescribe them to you, right?
No, not this type.
Okay.
Like, that's a psycho, but she told me I could go with my... But I don't want that shit.
Okay.
I don't want that. No. And she know it, too. I told her, like, she's like, yeah, you know, you could... No, I don't want them.
Okay.
Can I regularly do drugs? And she was like, what kind of drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Because you scared of the hard shit. She know I'm scared of that. She know I'm scared of hard drugs.
Yeah.
And she was like, nah. Marijuana, dude. I said, word? Mm-hmm. She said, yeah, that do.
Yeah.
No, gummies? Regularly?
Look here. Look at here, look at here.
Miriam. Guess what I'm about to go buy. I put in an order real quick.
Yeah.
As soon as I got home.
Yeah.
Where do I go? I'm going to start going to the dispensaries. I'm just going to be a visitor in the motherfucker. Just start. I heard that you get like deals for being first-time buyers.
Okay. I might have to put my bid in on that.
In the office? Oh, man. Yeah. It's going to be an assortment. Of drugs in there. As soon as somebody get on my nerves, you know what? I'm just gonna pop a gummy. And hello, darkness, my old friend. Man, so that also what made me, yeah, Al. It's that 40 plus alignment because I am 28 days until 42 years old. James Worthy. I'm not calling it the Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, that's
calling it the James Worthy because I feel worthy.
Who else wore number 42?
I don't know.
One of the famous 42.
Dude, Al Horford.
Al Horford. Hell no. Yeah, Al Horford year, huh?
I don't want that to be a year. Oh, Ronnie Lott.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Athletes.
Just don't hit the same.
Who
but,
wore?
You know.
42.
All right. Shout out to Kevin Love in Minnesota.
Nah, I'm straight.
Yo, Kevin Love in Minnesota. That was peak Kevin Love right
there. My Jerry Stackhouse. See, it don't even sound right. Enter my Jerry Stackhouse.
All right, here. Jerry Stackhouse. All right. Let me see. Who else we got?
I'm not entering my Darren Chopper year.
Yeah, Elton Brand. Your Elton Brand year?
Yeah, because I am not going into my Darren Chopper year. Darren Chopper's in jail. For rape. I'm not entering that year.
Yeah, we ain't on that.
Hey, Kevin Willis. Kevin Willis used to go to the Best Buy that I worked at in Atlanta, and he had the longest durag that I've ever seen.
Oh, your Mariano Rivera year. Saving. There you go.
No, I'm straight because I'm safe. He's a closer. No. but he saved. So somebody might be like, you know, so you're out here saving hoes, huh? Like, whoa. Think of, is either love or worthy? But I'm not, I'm probably going to do worthy because I do not want to go in my love era. Okay. Because niggas is halfway in custody over love.
Yeah.
If you get my drift, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We don't want that. See, look at Al. Al got all of this shit.
Yeah.
Khalid Elamine. Like, nigga, how did you know Khalid Elamine's number? Like,
like knowing Khalid that Elamine. Off the top of your head is crazy.
You knew that off the top of your head, Khalid Elamine.
Yeah.
War 42 for him. Yeah. I forgot. That's a player. Speaking of basketball cards, that is a player I forgot about.
I probably have one of his cards. I have to
you find. Probably got a Khalid Elamine jersey.
I probably got one of his cards.
He wore that in college too, Mike.
Yeah.
I was a fat. You wasn't that fat in high school, fam. Nah. Well, nah. Al, you weren't fat in high school. You weren't that fat in Prosper. Nigga, I was fat. Let me stop talking to Al like, goddamn, we ain't doing no goddamn show.
Yeah.
Man.
We got to get Al on here one day. We're going to
get
Al one day, bro. Al, shout out to Al. Al is like, look, it's a handful of niggas on the timeline before we get going. There's a handful of niggas on. You always got that one person on your timeline who's like the top five funniest niggas on your timeline. Bro.
Al
is literally like one of the five. He's in the top five of the funniest people I know.
Told him he needs to hit a stage.
Yeah.
I
told that nigga a long time ago, bro.
Long he needs to hit an open mic.
A long time ago.
Like, if he go, I'll go.
Stand-up comedy.
If he go, I'll go. Because my therapist also told me that probably, because I told her. I told my therapist what you said. Like, how you been getting on these stages and had some type? See, here you go. Fuck. Like, how you get on these stages and have some level of anxiety?
Yeah.
Any level of anxiety. That's what she told me. I need drugs. So thank you, Mike. I appreciate you.
No problem. I need a couple of them gummies on consignment, all right? Oh, shit.
Bitch is expensive, man.
Hey, I need a couple of them. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch is expensive, man. But no, she told me. She's like, no, you should try it. Maybe it would help you out. And I was like, I hit her with I respect the craft too much. Like, nah, man, I respect the craft too much. I have plenty of comedic friends. Some here, some there, you know, and they would whoop my ass if I got up on that stage and not took it seriously. Like, imagine if I went to an open mic and Leon's open mic.
Yeah.
And I ain't take it seriously. I did. Leon will whip my ass. I don't wanna.
You know how you know how comedians are, bro.
Man, Leon, Leon is upper echelon. I don't
absolutely
embarrass myself in front of him and then be the goofy mug of the day on GCI. No, I respect the crab too much.
I understand.
Like other people that I know, like Xavier Lamont is taller and bigger than me. He will chokeslam me. Jay is in fucking L.A. You know Jay came out here and didn't tell me he was out here?
Yeah, that's Hollywood right there, bro.
He's Hollywood now.
He changed.
Jay Washington has changed.
He changed.
You know how I found out that he was there? On Facebook. And I had the kids. I couldn't do shit this weekend.
Yeah.
That's how I found out.
Like y'all didn't do like y'all didn't do Educated Insanity together.
Like I ain't help put them on. Like I didn't help put them on.
See how quickly they do, bro.
You know what? I knew
do a Spike Lee movie. See how they do you.
I knew things changed when he called me the other guy, and I never had hit the marquee in the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
Never hit the marquee. He didn't hit me, was like, yo, I'm gonna be out here. Tickets, you wanna slide? We gonna be out here. Let's ball out. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that nigga just was on Facebook, was like, I'm here. Knowing I got three kids, I have to plan. Like anybody that has more than one kid, you realize how now you have to plan your shit around them. You can't do nothing.
You have to plan around responsibility.
I wish I would have hit a couple of eggs early in life, because all of these niggas that I went to school with that was having babies like early are all having the time of their lives. They going traveling. They going to sipping paints. You know, they going to games. They don't even go to the Cypress no more. Mm-hmm. Like, they pass that. They go to Turks and Caicos. Fuck the Cypress. We going to Turks and Caicos. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, I want to go. Then you hear Liam ass in the background talking about some, Dad, my TV.
Yeah, life hits you real quick at that moment.
Motherfucker taking pictures of them in the Turks and Caicos with water and drunk calling you. Talking about some how they saw Noriega and drinking. And you got a motherfucking little ass kid just yelling behind you like,
yeah.
Damn, my TV. I would rather deal with a grown ass kid right
Look,
now.
Look, I'll say it differently.
No, I know they need more help, but I will fight them. I can't wait till Trey gets a certain age because we'll fight.
You gonna hit him in his chest?
You motherfucking right. I'm his goddamn chest. Just smacked the shit out of his head the other day for fucking up. Nigga, I don't whoop him. I just be like, I give him a come on, fam. Oh, yeah. But shit, when that nigga get my height, oh nigga, yeah. Yo, alright, you fucking up. We got to come into the office. Mm-hmm. We chest to chest and hit me in the chest, Dad. Not, hit me in the motherfucker. But yeah, that means I ain't gonna even be able to enjoy my life till 50. And the way the world going right now.
We'll see, man. You never know, bro. You never know. You might catch that breakthrough before 45. Might get you one trip out the country, bro.
Nigga, that's 3 years from now.
That's good. That's coming up, bro.
Three. He's gonna be six. Nigga, we gotta plan shit.
Look, bro. It ain't hard to plan a getaway with a wife. It ain't that hard.
Go to the Champagne Lodge.
It ain't that hard.
We gotta go to the Champagne Lodge.
No, you gotta go. What was the episode we were talking about?
What was that you went, Mike?
I didn't go, but I heard. I did not admit to going.
Hey, man, let's talk about this Kendrick Lamar shit. Where's Kendrick, man?
Where is Kendrick? I don't know, bro. He's on the milk carton right now.
Where's Kendrick?
Look, bro, I it's going to be strategic. Whenever we do hear from Kendrick Lamar, it would be thoroughly thought out, strategic, and I don't expect anything less than greatness when it comes to him addressing.
Oh, you don't?
All of this.
You don't expect nothing but greatness.
That's what I expect when Kendrick does show up and he drops what did Joe Budden say? The nuclear bomb that he's sitting on, or he already has queued up. Whatever it is that's going to happen, it's going to be nuclear. According to, you know what I'm saying, you and some other sources, we might be getting the Kendrick Lamar album soon.
That's what I'm hearing. I am hearing, I don't know if this is true, but I am hearing that May, we might get a new Kendrick album.
And I'm cool with that. And I've predicted that. And I also hope that it's not necessarily similar to the old Kendrick Lamar projects. You know how Kendrick is very...
You don't want to hear Kendrick like this? You don't want to hear Kendrick like this? You don't want to hear Kendrick like this?
I want to hear something like a Section 80 Kendrick, you know?
You don't want to hear Kendrick rapping town like this?
Give me that mixtape Kendrick.
You don't want to hear Kendrick rap and talk like this before he says a rhyme?
Nope.
All the time?
I want that like...
Drop a dime?
I want to hear him exactly how he's rapping on like that. That's what I want. Matter of fact, if the album is produced by Metro Boomin, sign me up. That'd be an odd combination. Something you really wouldn't expect, but so, give me that.
All right, so shouts out to Mike Jones. Shouts out to Mike Jones because when Mike Jones, me and him was talking, and he was just talking about how, just talking about this whole situation, I was just like, I don't want Kendrick to wait to drop a diss when the album is out. To me, I don't know about nobody else. I'm definitely not going to talk about these Kendrick maniacs and all of this shit and all of the Drake maniacs and all of that stuff. I'm Neutron. Like them both. But I don't want Kendrick to wait to drop an album to drop a diss. To me, that sounds too calculated in the selling of product. And because of that, I would automatically give him an L.
It don't matter how good the diss is.
Don't matter. Because you could have dropped that shit at Sunday at 2 o'clock when everybody else was dropping shit. Like, Marx is dropping shit at random days and times.
Yeah, it's getting weird out here.
Like, Academics, Funk Act Flex sent out a tweet, said something special for y'all. And then later on on a Monday, we got a diss from Quavo aimed at Chris Brown on a Monday at a random ass time. I have never watched a stream of DJ Academics. I've never done it.
You locked in for this one, though.
Fair. I was watching his stream while working and talking to the homies. And I was like, I can't believe I'm watching a DJ Academic stream. He played that damn Quavo diss so many times on that shit. And it's a bop. Like, I was like, okay. On a Monday at 4 o'clock, at the time Rap City was supposed to be on, I was watching DJ Academics play a diss song from Quavo about Chris Brown multiple times, which goes back to what I said weeks ago. We need Rap City back. I need Tigger to be like, oh, shit, or something. But we're going to get to that because I got different feelings on that beef. But Kendrick, can we just get a random ass diss on a Thursday at 2:50? Can we get a happy hour diss?
I'm with you on that.
Like, can we do, if I got to wait and the diss comes out when the album is out and it's like track 12. No. Drake threw out a random ass diss with Pac. In Snoop, in AI form, on a random time and day. Yours, you just gonna plan it out like you ironing clothes and shit? Like it's just school clothes, fam, first day of school? I got this shirt out, I got these pants, I got my shoes, my socks, my t-shirt, got my cologne, and this Kendrick Lamar disc. No, Kendrick, if Kendrick got something, he needs to drop that shit now.
What if he don't got anything? He out here losing, huh? He losing the beef right now. Who would have thought? Light-skinned Aubrey got the one-up on Kendrick after he kicked all of this shit off. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Hey, bro. Look, man. I mean, look, if you really look at it, bro, May ain't. That's a couple weeks from now.
I know.
A week from now, bro. We might get the album in 2 weeks.
That, man, that this better happen before the 21st. Like my birthday is May 21st. Don't try to drop that shit on Big's birthday and me and Big's birthday.
I don't know how Kendrick gonna play this. I expect it to be somewhere. If he does go into album mode, drop an album, I think it'll be somewhere around that. I would love to be wrong, though. I've been wrong about all of these. Everything I've predicted been wrong so far, except the fact that I kind of was expecting Kendrick Lamar to put out an album this year. But I didn't think Drake was gonna respond at all. And he responded. And he responded well at that. So, I hope we wrong, bro. Okay, he don't drop around a time that he's about to release a project, and we could just get a, like you said, a random on a Thursday night.
Okay, let me ask you a question, because This is a debate that everybody is having. Let me say that again, because
everyone's having.
See, you talking about kid Allen, Al? You talking about kids Trey? Where my goddamn water? Ask this boy. Before the pod started, give me 2 goddamn bottles of water.
Have kids, they say.
It'd
be fun, they say.
It'd be fun, they say. You got Liam ass whining and shit. You talk about my TV. My oldest son ain't bringing me my 2 bottled waters. The fuck? I just need 2 ice mountains, Trey. All right, let me say this again. The scuttlebutt, the conversation that people are having is, Is it too long now between disses? Does Kendrick Lamar automatically take an L because he ain't dropped shit yet?
I mean, according to the unwritten rules of hip hop, absolutely.
What is the unwritten rules?
Look, bro, if you're in the midst of a battle, we need back and forths. You know what I'm saying? We need a record to drop here and there within a span of, you know, a few days, no longer than a week. That's like the unwritten rules of hip hop, G. That's kind of like what we've been doing right now. That's how
Kendrick should have just went to Power 106 and just started rapping.
That's kind of like what we've been doing in hip hop when it comes to these beefs, you know, rap beefs. You know, the keep the momentum flowing, especially off this right here. Like, this is, we haven't had a rap beef this big in a long time. So,
yeah.
Keep us entertained, Kendrick. You out here with the number one record in the country. And well, no diss track. What? How he dropped down to number two? It's
number two.
Yeah, you got a record that's just out here, which is good for him, which I think keeps it interesting and keeps it, you know what I'm saying, fresh, because he has a diss record that's in rotation on the radio all day, every day. That song just getting played for shits and giggles. It's just played because it's a number two record. You know what I'm saying? And we just so happen to get a diss record on it. So, a diss verse. So, I think Kendrick probably, I don't know if he's looking at it at that sense. Like, all right, the momentum of Like That, the momentum of Like That is, you know, keeping the people intrigued. So, I could just take my sweet ass time with the diss. I don't know if that's his mindset. But it so could.
Let me ask you this. What's your fuck this deadline? Like, what is the deadline?
So, soon as, like, the first day of summer. You know, we like really outside.
He got to June?
He got to June 21st.
Oh, my God.
And then we don't care anymore. Then we don't care anymore.
Nigga, my fucking deadline is May 4th.
May 4th? I'm going to give him to the actual first day of summer. Because the first day of summer, we don't give a fuck anymore. We're going to be arguing about what's the song of the summer at this point.
I barely give a shit now. Like, Drake barely give a shit now.
Yeah, I mean, Drake has done everything in his power to try to get Kendrick to, interact with
him. That's my whole thing about this shit when it comes to Kendrick. Kendrick, you started this shit. Now you get two joints thrown at you and you like, yo, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. What the fuck?
Kendrick shook. Maybe he shook. Kendrick shook for real.
My wife got the last beer.
Light skinned Aubrey got him shook. She got the last. What beer is Miriam drinking?
Stella.
Okay. Shout out to Miriam drinking a Stella on a Tuesday evening.
That's how random the dish should be. It's fucking Tuesday. It's 6 o'clock. Where's the dish, Kendrick? Where is it? Rap about some. I don't want to hear part seven. What heart are we at?
I think we'll be on six.
Okay, I don't want to hear heart.
Now, he normally drops those before the album, and those don't necessarily be on the album, so that might be next.
And that's what I'm nervous about. He's going to use the heart part, whatever.
But that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Drop that shit tonight, then. Drop it at 8 o'clock.
I don't disagree with when he should
like,
drop it.
I want him to drop this shit after the pod is done, so we can, like, damn, we got to get back up.
Hey,
like, why are we waiting? This is why I miss my time growing up. Jadakiss dropped his album. The shit, here we go, with him and DMX was on it. And Benny Siegel was like, fuck it, we going to the radio station. And they rapped their heart out. Where's that at?
I feel like
so many Chic and Styles P diss records solo for them niggas. Like, randomly, a nigga came in a barbershop. We don't know where he got this shit from. And he was like, yo, I got the new locks dissing Benny Siegel to him. Y'all want it? He was like, yeah, $5. Here, disc. Put it in. This is everywhere. Yes. Why are we waiting? Why? Like, how come we just can't go to the radio station and talk shit? Or just go to, matter of fact, If Academics is the new Funk Master Flex, just go on his stream, play an instrumental, and start rapping.
How do we know Kendrick Lamar fucks with academics?
I don't know, but everybody else seems to.
Well, first of all, Drake
did the distance before everybody.
Drake is clearly DJ Academics is clearly biased. And on the
fuck you, did
wait,
you
wait,
inform,
hold on.
Wait a minute. Did you inform, wait a minute. Did you inform Master? I'm asking you a question. Hold on. Did you inform Master Flex the other day?
No.
Playing the Kanye West shit? That nigga fuck Master Flex felt so happy he finally got one of these bitches.
Got an exclusive.
He finally got an exclusive diss track that he could play on the record.
It's been a while.
He was just like, yo, thank you, Kanye. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah.
That's what we need. Mike, go ahead.
But what I was going to say is that we don't even know if Kendrick Lamar fucks with DJ Academics. He probably doesn't because we see what side DJ Academics is on. And on the end of Push-Ups, you can hear Drake using a clip of Academics saying, what top five are you smoking on, Kendrick? So we know what side he's on. So we know for sure AK ain't getting no Kendrick Lamar exclusive.
We don't know, fam.
So that's not going to happen. So how this is going to happen, I guarantee you, though, Kendrick is not, he's dropping that. It could be, like you said, The Heart Part 6, but he going to drop it. It's going to come straight from him, and ain't going to be no leak, no AI bullshit, none of that. It's coming straight from him, Twitter, IG account, whatever, straight to iTunes. That's how Kendrick's going to do it. That's how he going to do it. He know what he's doing. Now, you necessarily don't agree with it being done that way, but hey, like you, we asked the question, what happened to the game that we love? And it ain't the same. It ain't the same. So we just have to take what they're giving us here when it comes to this beef. Unfortunately.
What happened to the game we love, Mike? Like, just go
it ain't to the same, radio man. Station. It ain't the same, dog.
Put a beat on.
It ain't
going to
happen
it.
That way.
Like,
it's not going
to
happen.
Whatever happened, just put a beat on. And not in the freeway case. not in the freeway case with him and Cassidy. I mean, yo, just go to the radio station. No, I got something to say. Put a beat on. And then beat come on and you just start hearing disses from your favorite rapper about your favorite rapper.
Yeah.
Or what happened to the interview where you was just like, I hate him? Like, Kendrick, just go to Power 105. Or Power 106. Go to Power 106. Go to Big Boy.
I'm about to say, Big Boy is the pretty much the...
Yeah, Kendrick, please, go tell Big Boy to put a beat on. Just start rapping. That's it, just go.
When the last time have you seen Kendrick Lamar at a radio station?
You know.
It's not going to happen, bro. These niggas, bro. These niggas different now, bro. These niggas are at a level of success where they feel like they could just move how they
okay,
feel
like. All right, you're right. All right, so I got something for you. You're right. I got something different for you then. Go hang the mic from the goddamn sky.
That's what we doing now?
Got a random block of Compton.
Yeah, what we doing? Yeah,
and just start doing this song. Just nigga.
Just start spitting the verse into the mic. The hanging mic.
Hey,
yeah.
Just fuck Drake, you know what I'm saying? Just fuck Drake and that thing he claimed. Fuck Toronto, like, do that, like, if that's the case.
I don't see Kendrick Lamar doing that, though, bro.
Man, he be out there working out and shit. He be out there doing the jail workouts.
I feel you, bro.
Give us something. Give us free. Give us free.
But it won't be no random leak shit.
Man, I'm just going to find some shit on LimeWire and say Kendrick Lamar this, like the other nigga did.
Yeah.
See, LimeWire, see, this is why we losing recipes, fam.
Yeah.
Losing recipes. See, LimeWire held us down on all of the disses when Bootleg Man didn't have it. Like the Hot 97 disc came out, and then it was on LimeWire the next day. And that's fucked up, because DJ Academics is Funkmaster Flex and LimeWire at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's all I'm saying, man. We losing recipes. Now, let's transition, though. It's a Kanye West's part in all of this, because all of a sudden Kanye is a part of this. And I don't know if you saw my Instagram story, but apparently TMZ is reporting that Yeezy is going to enter the porn industry. So it's going to be Yeezy porn. So what happened to all of that religious stuff,
bro,
that he was talking about?
He got y'all asses, fam. He big got y'all. Look, dog, look, I was at the Jesus is King listening session. This was when he was still married to Kim. So he was still married to Kim at that time. And she was there as well. And I always thought to myself, like, yo, is Kanye really finna turn over a new leaf? And then he was doing the Sunday services and everything like that. But then what was the album that came out after Jesus is King? The rap album that he came out with afterwards. It don't even matter which one it was. See, that's the problem right there. But because the music ain't really been good. But I've been knew he was turning over Donda. When he was Donda. You know what I'm saying? When he got back to cursing and all of that shit, bro, like that, we was like, oh, okay, yeah, that lasted not long. You know? So I've been knew that shit was fraudulent.
I'm gonna read the article.
So Kanye entering porn don't shock me neither.
So I'm gonna read the article.
Have you seen the women he's dated? His wife got a porn on the internet right now that you can go look at this specific moment. So it don't shock me, bro.
But look, you bring up.
I'm just saying, bro. Look, it's for your viewing pleasure. Yeah. For your viewing pleasure, if you want to go check it out somewhere.
Hey, bro. All right, so let me read this article so you can get it.
Let me get that in context.
Kanye West has his sights set on a new business venture. It's all about people having sex on camera. The guy's looking to professionally dive into porn. At long last, TMZ has learned. A rep for Yeezy tells TMZ that Ye's been kicking around the idea of launching his own pornography studio and brand for a while. And now we're told it seems he's dead set on doing it because he and his partners are in advanced talks to actually get something up and running. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he is looking to build an entire Yeezy porn studio, which would be a part of a broader adult entertainment division at the parent company Yeezy. In order to get it going, he's talking to Stormy Daniels, the Hush Money trial. She's looking to talk to her ex, Mike Moss, a vet in the porn biz, to help shepherd this whole thing along, and he would run the wing. And for those who might not be aware of Mike Moss's work, his credits includes Aroused, Abigail, Young Fantasies 7, Vixen, and a lot of other flicks.
Look here. Don't shock me, bro. Don't shock me at all. Do your thing. Hey, who said porn ain't God's work?
I'm just going to stick to Twitter.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, as long as the shit's on Twitter, I'm straight.
Right. So, look, bro.
Is this going to be a Yeezy Twitter porn division?
Obviously, there's still money in the porn industry. So, you know, hey, yay. If it's available to you, if you feel like money's at your, you know, disposal, you do that, bro.
You do that.
I support. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure Kanye will have no problem recruiting, you know, some nice young women to partake in this, you know.
So, I'm just saying, what happened to the gospel music?
I trust Ye in this sense.
What happened to gospel music?
Hey, just because he want to enter porn don't mean he's not a man of God, bro. Where's the sin? Where's the sin? Is it a sin?
Yeah.
What's the sin, man?
I mean, we're all sinners at the end of the day.
I understand that, but is watching pornography a sin?
Well, fornication, fam.
What do you mean? Like, can you elaborate?
I don't want to elaborate because I'm a sinner. That's all I'm saying.
God forgives, right?
Yeah. I hope so.
Me too.
I hope so because I need to get off of Twitter if that's the case.
Look here, bro.
It'd be like that shit pop up at like Twitter porn pop up at the same time. Like them flat tummy tea?
Yeah, the ads.
Like, Flat Tummy T and Twitter porn, they got the same time frame of when they drop. Mm-hmm. See, I'm not even going.
Oh, my God.
Coach, you wrong for that. Oh, man. Kurt Franklin has changed, man. He's prayed that away.
Is he?
I would think so.
Okay. All right. I ain't mad at you, Ye. Do your thing, bro.
Like, what if Terry Crews, who said that he swung it off, just get on Twitter and he sees something going? Is he going to watch it? Is he gonna sit there and watch it?
Look, man.
Okay, let me let me ask a legit question. Cause we gonna get to the beef pause part in a second. But what's wrong with our man, fam, that he would have a whole adult entertainment division?
This don't shock me, bro. Like I said, have you seen the women that he's dated? Have you
seen the one he got now? He be having a half naked.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like he getting
that.
He's getting oral pleasure from her, like on a boat and shit. You know, this don't shock me one bit, bro. This man has rapped about. He's had sexual lyrics that pertain to pornography, G.
That references supposed to be bad makes me feel so good.
That references porn.
Everything Kanye that told me not to. It's exactly what I want. That's one of my favorite. That's top five Yeezy song to me.
There you go. I ain't mad at you.
That song is why I love Late Registration so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a top five Yeezy song to me. I tried to stop, man. I tried the best I could, but.
Mm-hmm. So this right here don't shock me, bro. It's not like we're gonna see him actually in the videos.
How we know this motherfucker's crazy enough?
Yeah, that would be very odd and awkward.
Oh, see, he going too far now, y'all.
That would be awkward.
But that is awkward, fam.
But I would trust Kanye to recruit very good young ladies to partake in this shit.
You wild, Mike.
What, bro? I'm just saying based off history.
We supposed to be like, yo, my man got a gospel album.
Look, bro. Did you see Flashing Lights video? Who's in the Flashing Lights video?
I forgot Shorty's name, but.
Let's do the Google real quick.
Forgot Shorty's name, but she was nice.
Yes, bro. Like, we, Kaya, you might be on to something.
All she did was walk to the car.
And that was one of Kanye's best videos.
All she did was walk to the car and some flashing lights. What's your name?
Hold on.
Some dude. Matter of fact, while Mike looks that up. Just a reminder that this is brought to you by Barbershed Network.
Who is this?
What's Shorty's name, Mike?
Bro. Rita G. Come on, bro. How did I forget that? Rita G. Do your Googles on Rita G.
Now let me do my Googles then. Rita G. Okay. What if, look, man, look, we gotta pray for Yeezy, but
I trust Kanye.
I'm just gonna stick to Twitter, G.
It's gonna find its way to Twitter. That Yeezy porn will find its way to Twitter.
But the production, though, oh man,
have we not seen Kanye West videos?
Legit question, what's it, West Coast Productions? Who's gonna have the better productions in music in their porn, Yeezy or West Coast Productions? That shit right there. If this is true, then because West Coast Productions got some great soundtracks to their films,
yeah,
some great hip hop with their films.
This Kanye might be on to something here,
so
bro.
Kanye might be on to something because the beat's gonna be top notch. Yeah,
he might be on something.
Hey, West Coast Productions, they had them beats on lock. All right, man, Kanye has inserted himself in this beef. With Drake versus the world. He jumped on the Like That remix. And look, right off the bat, you was like, boo.
Boo. Boo. Like, come on, bro. He inserted himself into this beef like Rick Ross did. This is what this is right here, bro. This is Ye crying for attention. And then he gave Cole a bar for a song that he dropped 8 years ago. That song 8 years old. Still. Now all of a sudden you got a problem with J. Cole. And I was just talking to J. Morg the other day. Shout out to J. Morg. And we were talking about how Friday Night Lights needs to be on streaming services. One of the records one of the records on, I think he said he needs to clear all the samples. And he rapped over Devil in a New Dress. So we know he ain't getting that sample cleared on Friday Night Lights. So that's out. He's clearly got a problem with J. Cole after all of these years. So, yeah, he just inserted himself into this, bro. The verse was – it's cool. The remix is cool. I like the fact that it's, like, actually a remix. You know, it's kind of a blend of Ye's production with Metro Boomin's, you know what I'm saying, his production. And, you know what I'm saying, overall the record is decent. But, you know, it's like, why, Kanye? Why? Like, we clearly know that he has an ongoing feud with Drake, or not even an ongoing feud. He just has issues with Drake that date back to a feud that they had, you know. So, and here we are, Kanye West, who's in the middle of, you know, creating three albums, Vultures 1, 2, and 3. So I guess this is like, you know, promotion for Vultures 2. I don't know, bro. It's just, it's out of left field. Here, yeah, he is. You know, it's just, it's corny. It's corny. Yeah. I think it's corny. It's corny. The verse was cool. Wasn't nothing crazy. Is Drake going to respond to him? I doubt it. And he's corny in the interview that he's doing with whoever that. Who was that? Who was he?
Jason LaBoy.
Whack, bro. Interview is terrible.
That's the dude that be. That's the dude be on Twitter talking about some respectfully, I think.
Man, fuck out of here. Respectfully, your interviews suck. and you got Kanye West on there. I saw Rob Markman repost a tweet that said that they wanted Rob Markman to do it, and he said that he was asked to do it, but it was stipulations in the interview, so he didn't do it. Which absolutely makes sense, because Rob Markman or any respectable interviewer is gonna ask Ye real questions, and questions that he's not gonna want to answer. You know, so Kanye just go like, so yeah, bro, if I come do your show, bro, you know what I'm saying? You only can ask me this and da da da, and I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna say that. Bro, it just look corny to me, fam. Like, you know, so Ye go on his platform and just do whatever the fuck he want and say whatever the hell he want and not answer questions directly. That's exactly what I saw from the clips that I seen. Ye out here just being manipulative with, you know, a content creator. And the content creator was like, yo, do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
So,
asking weak-ass questions.
So, any interview with Ye is going to come with stips.
Absolutely, bro.
So, that's first things first. Justin LaBoy, DB, that's Ye's man. The stips is, he's probably going to have the same stips. So, I ain't necessarily mad at that. I'm just confused on the whole thing about what it feels like to me that it is take Drake down time. What did Drake do to all of y'all niggas to make all of y'all niggas hate him? Is this some Sinister Six versus Spider-Man type shit? Is this just pure unadulterated hate? Or is this just niggas bored?
Look, bro, Drake hit Kim, bro. He had to hit Kim, fam. He had that's the word out on the street, G. Remember he thought Drake in my feelings, Kiki, do you love me? He thought that was about Kim, fam. He thought that was about Kim Kardashian. So he has ill feelings toward this man because Drake probably took down Kim Kardashian, bro.
I mean,
at the end of the day, bro. What is all these beefs about, bro? This shit is about a woman.
Yeah, which
I can't wait to be transitioned to Chris Brown Quavo. But yeah, it's gotta be Kanye, one of them guys that wears heart on his sleeve, his feelings, you know what I'm saying, on his sleeve and shit like that, bro. And Drake probably did some wild ass shit, bro. Hit one of his hoes. Maybe Kim. Well, maybe one of Ye's other side with chicks or something. I don't know, bro. This shit is always about women, though, bro, at the end of the day, fam. It sucks.
Yeah, that's my whole thing about this, right? Like, it's what? It's Future, Metro Boomin, Kendrick Lamar, Kanye, Rick Ross. Who I'm missing?
ASAP.
Okay, ASAP.
Remember last week we were talking about everybody inserting themselves into the beef. Kanye West has entered the chat.
So it's six people right now versus one person.
Yeah.
That's lame. But it is what it is in rap. But if y'all ain't gonna do no one big ass posse cut, where it's just like, you know, self-destruction, you know, Drake this, then I don't wanna hear it. I don't wanna hear people randomly jump on shit just to add themselves to something. Yep. That's what I don't like. I think Kanye would have been better off doing his own solo shit. It still would have been what we think it is, but he would have been better off saying, yo, I'm going to do this song right here about Drake. And then we just have something else for the DSPs. I didn't necessarily like the shit, but J. Cole got to come outside. That's the only thing that I have about this. Cole got to come outside.
What we say last week on the pod. I said it last week on the pod. J. Cole, you have time to just come out and just say, yo, fuck that apology. You know what I'm saying? And I forgive you. All will be forgotten. That 4 minutes that you did at Dreamville where you spewed your heart out to Kendrick Lamar, that shit is all forgotten, bro. Come out. Come back out. Put 7 Minute Drill back on DSPs. Put it back on the streaming services. And the fallout coming soon? Look, bro, do your thing, fam. Rap.
Yeah, he got a rap now.
These niggas is just disrespecting you right now, fam.
Yeah, he got a rap now. That's
and you want some humble shit, G.
Yeah, you want some I don't feel, you know, the energy. The energy is now kicking your ass right now because even with the fake AI shit they're getting at your head. Mm-hmm. Cole, it's time to revisit this whole thing about not wanting to get involved in this. Mm-hmm. Because while it was years ago, you had something to say about Ye. Mm-hmm. And also, you've been telling everybody for the last 2 years how you's the best. Yeah, you could come back outside.
It's cool, bro. It's safe.
It's cool.
It's safe, bro. I promise
it's
you.
Safe.
Nobody's going to say anything if you decide to come back out, bro.
Like with Drake and J. Cole and Chris Brown, if J. Cole comes outside, the light skin versus dark skin war is now at his apex. It's now at his apex, fam. All Cole got to do is be like, yo, Drake, Chris, let's team up. This song's for all these niggas. But Cole just sitting in the back like, Cole right now, they need to do Cole like Rico and Mitch, mm-hmm, did Ace. Go get a thermometer or something.
Yeah, check your temperature, bro. Yeah, get this nigga some stoop, bro. Pull your skirt down.
You know, niggas pull get shot every day, down. B.
Niggas get dissed every day, bro, in hip-hop.
Just roll up to his apartment in Fayetteville, North Carolina, wherever this nigga stay at, and really tell him he got to come back outside. Speaking of coming outside, hey, the best battle out of all of this shit seemed to be Chris Brown versus Quavo.
The one that don't make any sense. Like, ooh, it makes sense.
Thunk it.
It makes sense, but it just shouldn't be happening.
Who would have thunk it?
It shouldn't be happening.
Who would have thought? Bang. That this would be the beef. Watch.
Bang.
What up?
These niggas is beefing over a woman, bro.
Over ass.
They beefing over a woman, bro.
Coochie.
I don't know about y'all niggas, but I know for a fact that we grew up. We've been around enough people that we respect, like in the streets or wherever, just in public environment. We've watched enough television, TV shows. We've listened to enough music, you know, shit that has been installed into our community in our everyday living growing up, that fighting over women, what part of the game is that?
I fought over a lot of shit, but I never fought over no cat.
What part of the game is that? That is just something that we just never did as guys, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you my worst enemy. You know what I'm saying? Like, We not finna fight over a woman, G. That shit is, it was never taught. It was never instilled in us. You know what I'm saying? That we fight over women, bro. So the fact that these two artists who are respected in the music industry fighting over a woman that neither one of them is with anymore is sad to see, bro. It is sad. I am disappointed. And I've listened to the records, but I've tried my best not to be invested in it, bro, because the way that it's going is going into the direction that it shouldn't go. And it could lead to other things all over a woman, G. So it's disappointing to see that these niggas are beefing like this. And it's disappointing to see the internet gas this shit, bro. It is sad, fam. And
you know why you know what makes me disappointed about this? About the beef side of this is the reason why I'm not bigging this beef up, because this one has the most potential to get explosive.
Yep.
Like, this is not rap beef. This is not rap beef. Cole versus whoever, or Drake, Kanye, that's rap beef. This is personal.
This is absolutely
Quavo personal. And Chris Brown is personal. Like, these niggas have almost fought before. I think it was the BET Awards or the Grammy Awards or something, but they was all in like a parking garage and niggas was about to fight. And like you said, this is mostly about a woman. This is mostly about Karrueche.
If it gets to a point where y'all niggas then already about to throw hands, bro, shit gotta stop, bro.
Yeah, so to me, like, this is the one, like, people was talking about some, yeah, all fair and love, all is fair and love and war and rap beef. This ain't a rap beef. This is not just raps. This is not Keep It On Wax. These niggas attempted to fight each other before. Where's the rap beef in that? This is why on this one, I like the Quavo song, though. It's just why.
Look. Jada, both of the records that they put out are cool. Like, they cool, you know what I'm saying? I applaud Chris Brown, and a lot of people are like, yeah, when did Chris Brown learn how to rap? And I've seen that on the timeline, which is very disappointing, because Chris Brown been on his rap shit. He's been, you know what I'm saying, doing that. But, and it's cool, you know what I'm saying, and all the shit like that, but the shit that's being said on these records, bro, just indicates that this ain't really a rap beef. These niggas really don't like each other.
And there's no chance of reconciliation.
This is one of them.
Nothing to reconcile. Mm-mm. They don't like each other. A rap beef is, I rap against you. We see who got the best raps. The end. If I see you in the same room, we probably be on other sides. But ain't nobody gonna do nothing.
Yeah.
If Chris Brown and Quavo end up in another room again, it's not gonna be like Fashion Week, where both of them was very uncomfortable sitting next to each other. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a fight. And I don't know who's gonna win it. I just know it's gonna be a fight. That's not rap beef, y'all.
Yeah.
That's actual real life beef.
Yeah.
Y'all can have it.
They can have it, bro.
Y'all can have this one. I'll stick to... I'm old enough to see when shit went left.
Look.
This got potential to go left.
It went left. Soon as Chris Brown said the takeoff line, bro, I was like...
Oh, yeah. That was it for me.
I said, yep.
That was it.
I'm over it. This is not... That's it, dog. I'm good. I'm not invested in this no more.
Y'all, so you felt that line went too far?
Yes. And not because he's mentioning Takeoff. It was what he said after. You know, it's the niggas really wish you were the one that died. Not him. So you're saying that you, amongst other people, wish death on me instead of this person who was actually my nephew. Like, that shit is, that's good, bro. We gotta fight, nigga. Me and you in a room, nigga. I'm not, Quavo shouldn't even have got in the booth no more, bro. Phone calls should have been made. Nigga, shoot the fair one. We can fight, fam, and then we can end it here. Because this shit is past, is left. It didn't went all the way left now. It didn't went all the way left. It went all the way left, dog. And I'm good. I'm all
yeah,
the way
this,
good.
Yeah,
and
this is not
Quavo, and then Quavo gets on the record, said, this bullet got your name on it, nigga. Dance battle with my Drake, like, and he ain't talking about
the auntie line. What's the auntie? You know, auntie got so apparently his auntie got tied up, huh?
Look, bro,
over some money, auntie.
Look, and then he, I'm glad he cleared up the Teyana Taylor Usher shit, because I knew that was what it was. I knew it was it was sad that him and Teyana Taylor was actually getting into it too, though. Like, because I know them to be friends for a very long time. So this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Just bringing all of this shit up. I mean, which was clever. It was clever. A lot of the shit in the Quavo song and Chris Brown songs were clever lines. But when y'all niggas talking about bullets and death, and this nigga's an R&B singer. Gee.
Look, man, them niggas just don't like each other again. Know, that's what I said. Like,
and you started all the way back, bro. It just comes down to one thing. And one thing only, possibly a couple other things, but this is mainly over a woman. A woman. Quavo shouldn't even get involved though, because if you know that Chris Brown is crazy over Karrueche. He crazy over her, fam. Have we not seen the timeline of activities that Chris Brown has been involved in when it comes to this woman since they done broke up? This nigga is psycho about her, bro.
Man, she got the man.
Look, bro, whatever it is, it got Chris Brown.
Why they doing Sweetie like this, though?
Yeah, Sweetie just got caught into the... Have we confirmed that that's who Chris Brown was referring to? we have confirmation on that? Because Sweetie ain't necessarily addressed it and said, cap. Maybe he was talking about another woman.
Man, well, how do we know Quavo said that he can make any model chick Sweetie.
Damn.
And then she showed a picture of him in his DMs. See, that's when it's getting a little bit nasty, man. Because now Sweetie out here taking bullets by all these niggas.
Hey, look, Sweetie. Like, look, whatever song that you about to drop right now, that shit better be massive.
It better be massive.
Because you could.
Like, they got Sweetie out here looking like Lil Megan. Mm-hmm. And I don't know none of this shit from Megan to be true or not. I'm just saying. That this is a smaller version. She ain't get shot in the foot, allegedly or not. I don't know. But like now you got all of these people on Twitter making a list of the niggas she messing with. There's like YG memes.
Yeah, YG. How we feeling right now? YG, you gotta check on somebody, check on YG right now, bro.
Like, do YG take up for his woman?
Yeah.
Like, that he said he loves.
Like, on stage.
Like on stage for thousands of people.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, you went on stage in front of thousands of people, profess your love, and now she's involved in a rap beef that she didn't even know that was going to happen. Like, do you go to Chris Brown and be like, bruh, keep my girl name out your shit? And like, YG of blood, right? And ain't Chris Brown, like, I don't know if they're in the same gang type. But do he make the call to Chris Brown and be like, yo,
oh, man.
Yo, homie, hey, stall her out. She ain't here for none of your rap games. Mm-hmm. This is my lady, dog. And then what if like YG sent out a diss on Chris Brown over Karrueche? Is it like a civil war between their groups? I don't know.
To be continued.
Like, is cocaine involved in this?
Oh man,
I don't know, Mike. Just things getting spicy. Spicy enough to me to wonder who's the next to jump into this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, who's going to be the next rapper to just jump in? And do they jump in on Drake's side, or do they jump in on somebody else's side?
Is this month over yet? This has been longest.
We got 7 more days.
This has been the longest month.
Like, YG is my pick to be the next person that gets involved in this. If he loves Sweetie, like, does Sweetie come to him and be like, "Bae, you gonna let these niggas talk shit about me like that?" does YG go, you ain't have to fuck all these niggas? Or do he say, all right, babe, I got you. And then he go put on his steppers.
I don't know what YG is nowadays. Is this nigga gangbang or is he a fashion model? I don't know.
I don't know, fam. He be putting them steppers on, fam.
He do, bro. He
patent leather steppers on.
I'm telling you.
He put the patent leather steppers on and they do a pan from down up, bottom to top.
He be having steppers on. I didn't see YG wear that little, what that little kilt.
Yeah, he had the little steppers on with the tight, red slacks. And the vest with his chest out.
Look, man.
And the bolo tie. The little bolo tie, little Mexican tie.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chris Brown better cool it.
Look, man.
Chris Brown better cool it.
Man.
What would you do if you was in YG position?
Honestly, I don't know, bro. It just depends on how you feel about her. I don't know where we at. I don't know.
So you love Saweetie. What you doing?
I'm saying if you love his woman, bro, you know he needs to just.
Is a rap battle enough? See, this is what I'm getting at, Mike. Because you're saying,
how do you ask Saweetie? Like, look, you fuck Chris Brown. you let that light skinned nigga hit. Damn.
Yeah,
you have to. Damn.
Nigga throw a water bottle of water in it. God damn.
God damn it. Like, everybody know about Quavo. That's a public relationship. Yeah. But
they know about the elevator. They know about the Ray Rice situation.
You slept with Chris Brown?
Look, when you in this industry, that's the chance that you take.
That's an uncomfortable conversation that you want to have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to have that conversation. So it just depends on how secure.
You fucked Chris Brown while you was with Quavo? Oh.
First of all, it's one thing to have your chick getting taken down by Chris Brown because, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is good. You know what I'm saying? So it's one thing to get your woman who's in the industry taken down by Chris Brown. And it was unknown. But now, the fact that that wasn't public information just makes it a little bit embarrassing. So it all depends on how secure YG is within himself. He has to take a deep dive down into his soul and find that security and pull it out and be like, it's okay, babe. I'm good. Okay. I'm secure. I'm cool with it. I'm good. No worries. You with me now.
Or do you say who else you slept with? Like, do y'all sit, if you YG and Saweetie, do y'all sit down and say, okay, we got to talk. Who did you sleep with in the industry?
But see, bang, that's not G, though. That's not what we do.
I know it's not G, but it's a caveat here, fam. Damn. Now your business is out on the street because of a rap battle. So do you now sit down and say, all right, because I know you nailed Chris. I know you let Chris nail. So if this is true, like, let's put all of our cards on the table. Like, who did you sleep with? And I tell you, do you do that if you YG now?
That is absolutely crazy, fam. That is absolutely. I don't think YG want to do that. I don't think you want to do that.
Or do you say, whatever happened before me?
That's what I'm saying.
And are you cool with, should YG be cool with, that was before you?
That's the question he has to ask himself.
Because if that's the case, then YG should not have anything to say. If she be like, so you're not going to fight for my love? You're not gonna out-rap these niggas, be? Like, you're not going to do that? Or you going to help me write this? Like, does YG help Saweetie write a diss to both of those niggas?
I could see that happening, sure. YG be a little ghostwriter for her or whatever. You know?
Oh, I got a better question.
If that's his way of defending her.
No, I got a better question before we move on to the NBA. Got a better question for you. What happens if Saweetie disses both of them and then it becomes the song of the summer? Do we care about Kendrick Lamar?
Damn. That's a good question. Everything just deflected.
Because now where we are at in the world, and matter of fact, fuck this NBA shit. I forgot what else it was and this shit that made me mad today. But I'm saying, like, now we are in a world where of women's empowerment and shit. It's like, what if she owns having sex with both of these celebrities and saying, I'm still that bitch?
Ouch. I mean, hey.
And it's a great song that ends up on the radio and being Sweetie's biggest hit. Like, remember when Mariah Carey dissed Eminem? Like, yeah. Eminem won every battle, but the battle against Mariah Carey.
Look, but Mariah Carey still didn't, like, stand on. She denied sleeping with Eminem, though.
I mean, yeah, she said he was lying on his dick. And that's why Eminem sucks. I don't even get why y'all like this nigga.
Hey, I believe him, bro. I believe him.
Oh, you believe he now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I believe him. I believe him, bro. The Eminem diss to Mariah Carey told me everything I needed to know.
Yeah, well, Mariah Carey eated that nigga.
Yeah, she did. You know, it's all good. It happens
why
to the
best
of them.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Oh man, but I don't know, bro. YG got to answer some questions though. Like like I said, YG got to first have that conversation with himself, bro. Whatever it is, right. That those burning questions that he got to answer them. He got to ask them amongst himself. All
right, man. Speaking of some
dig deep, YG. I'm praying for you, G.
Speaking of some uncomfortable conversations, we gotta have a real nigga conversation. We gotta have a real nigga conversation. Because I saw something today that I thought this was the dumbest shit that I've seen in 2024. I didn't. When I read this, I didn't understand it. But Megan Thee Stallion is accused of harassment by a cameraman who said that he was forced to watch her have sex. A man named Emilio Garcia filed a lawsuit alleging that he was trapped inside a moving vehicle when Megan Thee Stallion was in a foreign country having sex with another woman. So she told him, apparently, he claims that Megan told him never to speak about this before calling him a fat bitch. Mike, I'm fat. I've told this to my wife. So let me just say this to y'all. My wife knows this because we talked about this before the show. If I was Megan Thee Stallion's cameraman, while still married to my wife, and she had sex with another woman and told me to film it and don't say nothing to nobody, you fat bitch, I'm not saying nothing to nobody, Mike. I'm filming.
For sure.
Why is this a lawsuit? Why is this harassment? See, I'm confused here, Mike. I don't believe it. Let me first say this.
I believe it happened.
No, hear me out, Mike.
This ain't lawsuit worthy.
No.
I believe it. Go ahead.
Mike. If Megan Thee Stallion had sex with a woman and told dude to film it and don't say nothing, I don't believe him until I see the footage.
True.
The way sex tapes be dropped around the world?
Like, how we not able to get this footage?
How do we not have the footage of Megan Thee Stallion and this woman in some foreign country doing nasty things to each other? Where is this footage at? I don't believe it. I got to see it. Prove it to me. Drop it on where all the porn is in the world. Twitter.
We need it.
Emilio, if this is true, there needs to be a Twitter drop tonight at 10:35 Central, 11:35 Eastern.
Wait, is it said in the lawsuit that he filmed it? That she asked him to film it?
Yeah, it said in the suit filed on Tuesday, he was warned, don't ever discuss what you saw And he said he was berated, fat shamed, and treated differently by Megan. The harassment was so severe or pervasive that it created a hostile, abusive working environment that made Garcia's working conditions intolerable. What? No. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a video of him, like, you know, filming her.
Yeah.
He said worked as a personal cameraman in 2018 and quit in 2019. His job to pursue a gig with her in 2019, where he worked with her until June 2023. Said Garcia said in a lawsuit he had traveled to Megan to Spain, and while they was in the SUV, Megan and after with three other women. See, this is the shit.
There were three other women.
This is shit. See, this is the shit that I'm talking about, Mike. This is the. He was with Megan and three other women after a night out. And he said, Megan and one of the women began to do it next to him in the moving car. He said he felt uncomfortable. He was kind of frozen. And he was shocked at the same time, kind of to be of the overall audacity to do this right beside me. What you mean the audacity?
Can I ask you a question, man?
What?
What is this guy's sexual preference?
I don't give a shit.
No. This is valuable information.
No, that's art, Mike.
Oh yeah, it's art for sure. Oh,
that's art.
Oh, yo, look here, dog. You ain't gotta tell me that. I'm just trying to figure out, like, why wasn't he involved? I would have been involved, buddy. What do you mean? Yes.
No. Here's the thing, Mike. If it's just the job to watch. And film, yeah, I'm doing my job.
Yeah, do your job.
I'm going to be professional and do my job. She's not going to have to call me a fat bitch. Hey, film this. I bet.
Do y'all pay.
Don't share this, you fat bitch.
I ain't. I need more details on this.
Man. I need more details.
It was three women?
Three in the car. No, it was four, three and Megan.
That's crazy.
And he said those two. It's like, fuck it. Let's do it.
So the other woman didn't get involved, but it was
the other two didn't.
Okay, the other two women didn't get involved. So it was Megan and another young lady. Okay. All right.
And the lawyer said Emilio should never have been put in the position of having to be in the vehicle while she had sex with another woman.
So a statement from Megan Thee Stallion's attorney. This is an employment claim for money with no sexual harassment claim filed and with salacious accusations to attempt to embarrass her. We will deal with this in court.
Embarrass her to me.
I'm not. Look, Megan, you ain't got to be embarrassed. You do not have to be embarrassed, Megan.
Yeah, my wife is currently watching. She said that we are a hot mess. And you know what? Yes. Yes, we are. Because that's art. If I am working, this is working. Right?
Shut up and do your job.
Do your job.
Do your job. And film this art, buddy. You might get a Pulitzer for this one day.
Oh, man.
You never know.
Oh.
What's the award? What's the award?
AVN.
AVN. Get an AVN, buddy.
Get an AVN.
Come on.
This is art. You're getting in the way of art. Now, she probably said all of these things because she noticed that you were lame and you didn't realize that this was a secret society and all we ask is trust. Jay-Z told you that.
Illuminati, huh? That's Illuminati, ain't it?
It's a secret society. All we ask is trust. You was in the car like, oh my... Are you sure you want me to film that? Film. You ain't got to tell me twice, son. Film this.
That's a shame. We're never going to see that footage. It's a shame. It's a damn thing, bro.
Mike, hold on. Mike, I don't think y'all understand. What?
Oh, my God.
What? What you want me to film? What you want me to film? Megan, what do you want me to film?
Oh my god.
Man.
This nigga crazy.
You want me to film?
Yeah.
You sure?
I see you, bang. I see you.
Right. Hey, Megan.
Look at you. Yeah.
Bend over slightly. Just look slightly. Just look slightly. Let me make sure the sound right.
Oh, shit.
Let me get a sound check.
Look, Bang is auditioning for Yeezy Porn right now. Right, he auditioning. Now. He is auditioning to be a director for Yeezy Porn.
Man, what?
Look at him. Look at him. Look at him, man. Look at what we're doing here.
Hey, hold on. Let me get the long lens. What? Hey, look, man. Fam. Sometimes you just got to shut up and do your job. This is one of them. Shut up and do your... I don't care what your preference is. At the end of the day, that is art. Somebody might be like, well, what if it was two dudes? Yeah. I'm just going to be like, nope, I'm not filming that.
Crazy.
You're fired. I bet. I'm still ain't going to sue and be like, oh, no, because that's your thing. Yeah. But you should know who you're working with. In the first place, man, boy.
Absolutely.
Yo, Megan.
That is
Arch your back. Arch your back, Megan. Megan. Hey, Shorty. Hey, lift your head up.
Man, look.
Lift your head up.
Look, man.
Y'all need some music?
Throw that Meg on.
Hey, West Coast Productions got a nice little soundtrack that I It's either this or some Yeezy. Megan. Just tilt your... You ain't mad, look. Hey, babe. Guess what I did at work today? What, man? Shit, they was having sex.
Look, I mean, what was I supposed to do?
Well, I was supposed to do.
Get fired?
Got a job to do.
Got a job. I had to do what I had to do.
No. We got to pay mortgage.
I got the footage. You want to watch it?
I switched out the memory cards. Switched out the memory cards, baby. When I get home, whoa. Hey. Hey man, some stuff, man. You just gotta try to make Megan the Lady Puff.
Yeah,
she Lady Diddy.
Yeah,
are we gonna start saying no Megan?
No Megan, please.
Please, nigga. Oh,
please. What are we doing, bro?
Fuck up out of here, Emilio.
Crazy.
All right, man. Hey, Mike. Hey, man. Fuck Emilio, man. Like, respectfully, you know. We some assholes though, fam.
We are. This shit hilarious.
Hey, the views and thoughts expressed. Nah, hey man. Let's get into this NBA stuff real quick. You had dropped up in the group. The awards.
Yeah.
The awards. We got the awards. The MVP, most improved player, all of those shits, finalists. So starting with NBA Coach of the Year, Mark Dangnagold. I don't know how to pronounce that nigga name.
The
Oklahoma City Thunder, Chris Finch, and Jamal Mosley. NBA Sixth Man of the Year, Malik Monk, Bobby Portis Jr., and Naz Reid. Rookie of the Year, Chet Holmgren, Brandon Miller, and shit, the winner. We ain't even got to pick that one. Victor Wembanyama. Most improved player, Tyrese Maxey. I can't pronounce dude's name from the Rockets, and Kobe White. Defensive player of the year, Bam Adebayo, Rudy Gobert, and Vic. Clutch player of the year, Stephen Curry, DeMar DeRozan, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So let's start with the coach of the year. Who you think getting that award?
I'm taking the Oklahoma City Thunder's coach.
Oh, you already know. Number one seed. Let's go. I'm with you with that.
Number Six one seed man- with a young team. Come on now. Can't argue with that.
The youngest number one seed ever. Sixth man of the year. Malik, Bobby, or Naz?
I'm taking Malik Monk on that one.
Oh, wow. I'm taking Bobby Portis on that
one. I was going to take Bobby, but I think, I don't know, man. Malik Monk, he averaged more points. You know what I'm saying? You know that's what we care about nowadays. More points average. Malik Monk just seems to just, yeah, put the ball in the basket more. But I think he's going to win. But I wouldn't be mad at Bobby winning, though. Wouldn't be mad.
I think BP going to get that one. Rookie of the year. We already know Victor going to win that.
Yeah.
Clutch player of the year. Who you got for that?
I'm giving that to DeMar, baby. Okay. I'm giving that to DeMar. I've seen DeMar, you know, we know what DeMar does in the fourth quarter. We know how he is. We know the game winners that he's hit, you know what I'm saying, throughout his career, and he's done it this year as well. So I'm taking DeMar on that one.
Defensive player of the year, Bam Adebayo, Rudy Gobert, or Victor?
A lot of people think Victor should win. Rudy Gobert is probably going to win this award.
I'm giving that to Victor, fam. Wemby
could possibly win this, and I wouldn't be mad. That'd be dope for him. Rookie of the year and defensive player of the year. But I feel like they going to hand that off to Rudy Gobert, though.
Kobe White, homie from the Rockets, or Tyrese Maxey?
This has already been announced. Tyrese Maxey is the winner of this award.
And oh, because they announced it.
Yeah, they announced this one. So okay. I picked Tyrese Maxey to win as well.
I did pick him too.
It would have been dope to see Kobe win it, but I think Tyrese Maxey just played at an all-star level this year, and, you know, he's emerged.
And Embiid was gone for most of the year. Most valuable player, Luka, Shai, or Jokic?
I'm taking Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's probably not going to win. Jokic is going to win, but I would argue for Shai. I will argue for Shai, 30 a game, 6 dimes a game, on the youngest team in the NBA, first, and you have your team with a 1-0 lead in the first round of the playoffs, and you're the one seed, youngest squad in the NBA, bro. I just feel like that's just a little slightly bit more impressive than a normal year from Jokic at this point. What Jokic is doing is normal at this point, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's normal, G. It's like, cool. I would take Luka over Jokic, low-key. You know what I'm saying? Because Luka is pretty much clearly having the best season of his career, you know, and he has his team in the playoffs. I compare Luka's year, it's kind of like similar to the year Russell Westbrook won the MVP when the Oklahoma City Thunder was kind of like in the middle of the playoff picture. But you couldn't deny what Russell Westbrook was doing that season. You kind of had to give him that award based off, you know, what he was doing and based off the pieces that he had around him. I mean, Luka had Kyrie, but, you know, Kyrie missed a significant amount of time this season. So I would argue Luka over Jokic. But my pick is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
That's my pick, too. That's sure. My pick, too. It's not Joker fatigue or anything like that. Number one seed, youngest team, all of the intangibles to me make this an award for Shai. So let's go ahead and give it to him. Okay. Also, before we get out of here, the inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was announced. Mm-hmm. So inductees for 2024 include Norman Whitfield, Motown. Go ahead and check out those songs right there, including one of his first big hits, Pride and Joy by Marvin Gaye. Dionne Warwick, A Tribe Called Quest. We got some hip hop there. Big Mama Thornton, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. Really, you know, the one of the founding people of rock and roll, very much long overdue. Suzanne de Passé, you just look up what she did with the Jacksons and how she helped them become a powerhouse, and all of the other people that she's helped out as well. Ozzy Osbourne as a solo act. As a solo act, MC5, John Mayall, and Alex Corner. MC5 is out of Detroit, while Alex Corner and John Mayall are founding fathers in what goes on the rock side in Britain. Kool & the Gang, Peter Frampton, Foreigner. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I love that song, but they there. Dave Matthews Band for Chicagoans, the guy who put Shit from their band, and it hit a gang of people on a bridge in Chicago.
Yeah.
So Dave Matthews Band is hated by a lot of people here in Chicago. Cher, Jimmy Buffett, and the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige, has been inducted. What you think about this group?
Shout out to this list, man. Dope list, man. Legendary list. Obviously, I'm the most excited about Mary J. Blige. being inducted. I don't know if we'll get a performance out of her or not, but you know what I'm saying? Nonetheless, shout out to her and shout out to Tribe as well. That's dope to see. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, love to see hip hop get the light shined on them during these kind of moments right here. So, but overall, dope list. Yeah, and I'm excited to see the ceremony, you know, and see what's going to happen, you know, see how that plays out, you know, with Mary J, see what they do for her. So shout out to that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame list.
Okay, yeah, I just got the alert. Tyrese Maxey is the second 76er that want to win Most Improved Player. The first one was somebody who I be telling y'all, if he came up in this era, he would be cold. Dana Barros.
Mm-hmm.
As far as this group go, I'm just excited to see the performers.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just the performances in general. I love watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and just looking at this and possibly getting a Foreigner performance, Kool & the Gang celebration performance. They got to do that. Possibly somebody performing, you know, Hound Dog for Big Mama Thornton. Maybe, you know, somebody with a black woman with a powerful voice. Tribe Called Quest getting in is dope. You know, it's going to be sad with Fife not being able to jump up there and perform. But maybe, you know, the internet's most hated, you know, rapper when he says certain things. I ain't saying I hate him. I don't listen to music. Damn, fuck it. Talib Kweli, you know, I shouldn't even say it like that.
Oh, that's a whole other discussion for a whole other podcast.
I shouldn't even say it that way because he was just fucking find this video one day and just be like, you know, I'm a supremacist or like some shit like that.
Yeah.
How you be trying to, fuck. I'm sorry, Talib Kweli. Y'all know what I mean. And Mary J. Blige getting up there to perform. Cher, you know. Cher.
Look, Cher going. Look, if Cher gonna get up there and perform, I know she's gonna do her thing. You know, she got that young boy, you know what I'm saying? You know, she got that young guy.
Yeah.
The one that I think that was Amber Rose.
Yeah, that was Amber Rose's guy.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah. I know she got some pep in her step.
Yeah.
You know, Cher looks good too.
Turn back time. I could find
no. So I know Sherry gonna do her thing.
Yeah, so hey man, before we get out of here, like I said, well, we had a special announcement planned. We're gonna wait.
Yeah. We just gonna we got a big announcement coming up. But we're gonna drop that off in the group. We ain't gonna give it to y'all right here on the pod. So when
and
the announcement
we
is
might
confirmed,
have an episode. We might have an episode next
man,
week.
Man, Bang, look, enjoy your vacation, nigga.
It's not vacation, fam.
Bang is going on a goddamn cruise, bro, and telling me that it's not going to be a vacation. I mean, I know you're working, but that's a vacation too, buddy. I don't care what you say.
I wish I could have brought you on this cruise with me so you could understand.
I could see. You should have had me as your, I could have been your assistant, you know, whatever you need, you know?
You actually kind of could have, Mike, my bad.
Next year, maybe next year.
But you know what, though? Hey, Megan, if you ever need a cameraman?
We're available,
fam.
We available.
I'm no snitch.
Check, look here.
I understand this is a secret society out here.
All we ask is trust.
All I ask is trust.
Scout's honor.
we good out here in these streets, fam. If you ever need a cameraman, you come call us at Some Dude. Some Dude got you. Some Dude Photography.
Woo!
Some Dude. Some Dude Films.
We about to get into some shit.
In competition with Yeezy Films.
Check us out. Here we go.
All our shit ain't even on YouTube, goddammit. It's on Twitter.
Coming to a Twitter feed near you.
Hey.
Coming to your For You page.
A subsidiary of West Coast Productions.
Shit. You hear me? Look here, man. Look, bro. I got the ring light right here.
Man.
That's all we need. Look here, dog. Look here, man. Look here, man. About to be like Boogie Nights in this motherfucker, fam. You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
Man, you might be holding something, man. Look at you, bro.
Hey, man, look. Ain't about that.
If you need help, we available.
No, I'm straight on that.
That shit might get a little freaky, huh? Might be a little too much for you, huh, man?
A little bit too. He got weird rules. He might tell a motherfucker he can't eat for 3 days.
Crazy.
I ain't trying to be in the video, nigga. I'm trying to film. So the fuck what? You can't eat for 3 days. You can't look at me. Yeah. And you got to sleep in this room with no windows or some shit like this. Like, now I'm straight. Yay.
Cool.
You good, man. You good, fam. I'm out of here, man. Let's get out of here, Mike, before I say something stupid. I already had a deal with my wife.
I was about to say, I would not. Hey, Mary.
She texted saying we a trip, but that's through text. She might.
Yeah, that might be like a, yeah.
Now, about what you said.
Yeah.
Now, I know you was joking, right? No. If I was Megan Stallion,
stop right now, babe. Leave it alone, babe.
If she asked me to film, I'm going to do my job to the best of my... I'm trying to get employee of the month. I'm trying to get a raise and employee of the month.
Some dude...
I ain't got to touch you. Film, just film. What?
Hey, man, y'all rate, like, and subscribe, bro.
Trey be like, what you do at work today, Dad?
Just know I had a good day, son.
That story to tell when you get older, fam. Tell you about this time I met Megan Stack.
Matter of fact, Trey, you ready to grow up right now? Because I grew up early. Have a seat, buddy.
Have a seat. I'll explain it all to you.
Oh my God, man. Oh, man. Like, subscribe, man. We on shout out to everybody watching us right now on Facebook Live right now. Shout out to everybody watching us on YouTube right now. If you are watching us on YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube page, The What Digital. Some Do Pod available on all everywhere that podcasts are available. Just search The Barber's Chair Digital and Some Do Pod to be there for you. Hashtag Some Do Pod is a Facebook group. We on Twitter at Some Do Pod. We on IG at Some Do Pod. Facebook page at Some Dude. Hey, man. Episode 199. Episode 200 is on the way. Stay on the lookout for announcements in regards to episode 200. I'm Mike B. That's J.R. Bain. And we gone, man.
200. It's coming 200. Up on the boat. Y'all sure y'all want to do it on the boat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, before we go.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.